Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's the first giant sack of this game.
Got a Joe Buck Sucks t-shirt on.
Oh.
That's the best.
That is the best.
Behind home plate. Now, how long did he, could he stay there? They couldn't have let that happen the whole game.
We had it on underneath something else, and he'd just stand up and, like, pull the top shirt up
now and again. Right.
So I don't know.
And I know.
He's looking for a Joe Tessitore Sucks t-shirt.
I like the Joe Buck one,
but most
too.
Most people would go, who's Joe Tessitore?
Right.
Why does he suck? Yeah. Listen, from being in the broadcast business, having people tell you say you suck and hate you is our daily occurrence on our social media. So I sympathize with Joe Buck that way. And Joe Buck can say, who cares? I got a ton of money, and I'm a good broadcaster. This guy obviously hates
and
me.
But
still,
hot wife.
Does he have to put up with this crap every – but did it happen the whole game? It wasn't game seven. It wasn't game six. It was game five, wasn't it?
I don't know. I think it might have been.
I thought it was the last game.
Yeah, it might have been six.
It was. I think you're right. It was six.
I saw it yesterday, I think.
Yeah. I just think Joe Buck's thinking, Jesus, you know, what the hell did I do?
He doesn't notice it, probably.
No, but it was,
he's just not observant enough.
But he's looking at the, I mean, they're, I know they're in the
he's
booth.
He's looking at himself and then waiting. Oh, there's action? Ah!
Yeah. But he still had to look. They still have TV screens in front of him too.
He sees
the Joe Buck Sucks. Are you kidding me? You suck, dude.
That's
how we would handle that. No, you suck.
Yeah,
you suck.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year for Joe.
Yeah,
it is.
Now he got yesterday off.
Yeah, he did. I heard him talk to Aikman. He said you got the game Sunday because he was ready to go for Game Seven. Didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Craig, Pete is in the house. Chris Van Jola later this week in the studio. Oh,
who's cool. Joe Buck's replacement?
Thom. Yeah. Every year when he misses for the baseball playoffs, it's Thom.
Man, you know, I didn't know he was still kicking, but he looks really old. And like everybody gets old, they look old. Guy yesterday was calling the Seahawks game. We know the announcer, but in the beginning of those games, they always show their faces sitting in the booth. It was him, Schlereth. There's three guys in the booth for the Seahawks game. Seahawks Ravens, which I was watching on the ticket. And it was
I wasn't paying attention.
One of the twins was there was three guys in the booth. Schlereth, one of the Tiki Barber or the other barber, whatever.
Rondi.
But the broadcaster is a dude been broadcasting for years, an old white dude.
Oh, Dick Stockton.
Yeah, Dick Stockton. Have you seen Dick Stockton recently?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Dick Stockton doesn't look good.
He is hanging in there, man.
Yeah, he doesn't look good. Now, he's still there mentally. Because obviously he's calling that game. He did a good job.
He still
obviously
good.
Physically he must be fine. He looks beat. He doesn't look anything like he looked years ago. Now, that's a stupid thing to say. I get it. But I was shocked at how old he looked.
Yeah.
How old is Dick Stockton?
The broadcaster wife?
Yeah, I think he was married to her for a while. Or still is.
Leslie Visser?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I didn't know
how
that
old's
one.
Dick?
Hold on.
And
he is 76.
Okay, well, he's up there, man.
And no longer married to Leslie Visser. Oh. That fell apart in 2010. He's now got a new wife.
He married somebody new.
Of course she does.
She wore the hat with the bird on it, and he was like, "Listen, I'm done."
I knew Dick was old, but he looked. He looked every year of 76. I said, "Holy crap, that's Dick Stockton. He's still kicking."
Yeah, he's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, it's good for them, man. I love when they keep those guys hired.
Man,
why not work as long as you want, man?
Ravens game.
I know it sucked. I was rooting for the Seahawks.
I was really scaring myself about the Ravens because I thought they were done.
Yeah, they're good
going into this year, and yeah, now they're good.
But teams go in waves, though.
Yes,
you know?
But Lamar Jackson to me currently, until like somebody proves they can be Cam Newton for five to seven years, all he is Bob Griffin Jr. Yeah, all he is Colin Kaepernick.
Totally with you on
all
that.
He is Cam
Those
Newton.
Those guys, you eventually start getting hit.
You just get hit too hard, and then it changes the way they play defense against you, and everything. Will be
Not everybody.
Because he ain't sliding much. He ain't sliding much.
Yeah. No, and he's big and he's faster. He's faster than most dudes on the field, which is crazy.
Proven,
but so is Cam Newton.
Yeah,
look where he's at now.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but it comes to a point down the road where you're not the fastest guy on the field anymore.
Right.
No, and that's what Russell Wilson did. He starts sliding, and that's why he's a good quarterback.
Yeah,
he starts sliding.
One of the best. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you do the pocket thing like they like you to. Yeah.
Right. Pass out of the pocket.
So I just got a call from Dr. Mina. She had to run to
What's she yelling about?
She had a butt on the table already, apparently. But
a butt on the table.
She's actually almost caught up.
Yeah.
And all I got was, you can't vape your damn drugs.
Craig did the story. We didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, that was the story.
I know.
That was the story.
Did she suggest any alternative?
Did she say all the drugs?
Just taking a pill?
Did she say all the drugs you can't vape?
Yeah, she was, like I say, she was.
Well, you can vape nicotine.
Yeah, you
can vape THC.
They're drugs, too.
But not your ED drugs.
Not your boner drugs, right? Yeah.
But yeah, she couldn't hang long enough to go on the air, but she just like, I just wanted to call and yell at you.
You can listen anywhere in the world, by the way. She's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You can listen anywhere in the world via the stream, Stitcher.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any, medicinal things.
Alexa plays the show.
That you can inhale.
No.
That you can smoke.
But she said keep testing other stuff out or not?
Yeah, I think she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we will.
Now she's going to yell at you, puss.
She already did.
Because she talked directly to you.
So there. Kim Kardashian, it's her birthday today. She is 39.
I was going to say, she's got to be pushing 40.
Got to revisit the video. Revisit the video today.
How old was she in that video?
That's been 10, 15 years. Mid-20s, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say 25, maybe.
Probably in there, yeah.
And who was banging her?
Ray J.
Ray J.
And his socks.
And his socks.
So apparently Samsung had to warn customers that their fingerprint reader might work for everyone on their new phones.
It was too tough to make it for everybody individually, so we just put a random fingerprint.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah.
Unlock it. It's yours.
All you got to do is touch it.
It says unlocks with a thumbprint.
Yeah.
A thumbprint.
Any thumbprint.
That's how we sold it.
Has to
we
do with screen
yours.
Protectors. So take your screen protector off, re-register your fingerprint.
You have the thumb thing,
blah,
right?
Blah, blah, blah.
But you don't have a Samsung, do you?
No, and the newer Apple phones don't even have that. It's the Face ID.
Oh, okay.
No.
Have you Face ID'd yours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
I don't even know how to do that. You know how to do it?
Yeah, that's what mine is.
Oh, yeah, I told you we could set that up on yours. You just didn't want to.
Oh, I don't even know how to do it.
Oh, it's handy.
It's handy. You just look at it.
Can you dress
up
dark?
It.
So you're
yes, okay. Always. If you have a hat on or don't. Or
sunglasses.
Oh, you have it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, one pair of glasses or two, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you make it so you're unrecognizable to test the phone? To the phone.
Well, I'm not sure why I would want to do that.
Can you put a mustache? Well, could Puss put a mustache and beard on it? Would it show up then?
Yeah.
No, the phone would even call BS on that.
So you don't have a mustache.
No, I think I've tried it like I think last winter I was outside like scooping snow or something, and basically 95% of my face was covered up, and my phone went, nah, who are you?
Oh, okay.
But it takes about that much.
You need to thumb it out.
Yeah, I try and set up an alternate one so like at night when I got my do-rag and CPAP on, it still recognizes
in the morning.
Me, but it don't.
No,
it don't.
An alternate one. Do-rag and CPAP. Now,
it's PM.
What if somebody wants to borrow your phone?
Well, then you got to open it up for them.
You tell them no.
Right.
Well, I mean,
you tell them
or you open it up and hand it to them.
Use the payphone. That's what I tell them. When they need to use the payphone
right there.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
But
use the payphone.
You got to find one somewhere.
I think I finally learned what CPAP stood for over the weekend. It's constant positive air or something.
Pressure?
Pressure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Why did you know that now?
Yeah.
Ask somebody. I heard it on TV. they were probably advertising the CPAP.
And, yeah.
And then went on to explain what the acronym
what it is.
Actually meant.
The CPAP and Durag alternative looks. Yeah, I like
Captain
that.
CPAP.
Can you do hungover? Can you do hungover look?
Oh, it'll wreck it. It'll know.
It'll know puffy hungover
Siri
look.
Siri might even pop on and be like, damn, you look like ass.
Hell, man. You know, I'll open this for you, but you better cool out.
Why? What is your problem?
It doesn't recognize you with the CPAP and Durag?
No.
Okay.
Because it uses facial features, right. And those would cover up a lot of those, like my ears and nose, face, mouth.
Yeah, those are facial features.
Eyebrows,
yeah, facial features. Yeah. Those are about all of them, actually.
Yep. It's funny it doesn't work.
So any thumb opens that damn phone, huh?
Well, it has to do, you know, you got to have the screen protector on it and blah, blah, blah. But it's not working properly.
Are there instances where your facial recognition doesn't work? Correct.
Well, they did have issues with facial recognition in a general sense at one point to where, if I'm not mistaken, you could there were some where you could actually use a picture of that person and it would open up. But I think they got that worked out where that's not really an issue anymore. I know my kids can't open my phone, and they have facial features that, you know, there's a couple of them that... You know, there's a couple things about them that look like me.
This technology's been out. A couple years, and like I don't even think about it anymore because it just always works. Like I don't even think about it. You know what I mean? Like it just works.
And that's the thing. When I first set it up, I didn't realize that I had set it up or that it was working, and I just assumed that I had no security code. And then Puss had to explain to me, looking at your face right. And then opening up. Oh.
Can it be anything? Can you have it recognize like your junk and just have a junk recognition?
I didn't try because I need my phone in public and I don't want to pull my wang out unlock my phone.
Right. I don't either. But I'm
saying, you want to.
I really want to.
You're always throwing up roadblocks, Petey.
You don't want to.
I want to.
How about Skin Dog? How about Skin Dog? He's naked a lot.
That would be hilarious. Hold on. Let me unlock my phone.
Right. I mean, it's just whatever you decide to put on there is your recognition, right?
Boy, that would keep up with the people.
I think it probably limits you to your face.
Be a face.
It's looking for facial structure.
LB could have that.
That would keep people from using your phone, right? Though, wouldn't it?
Hold on a second. I got to open it up for you and shove it down your pants. Sarah, it recognizes my dink, but not yours.
So you couldn't make it.
All
so
dinks look alike. Right. Puss, I'll tell you that.
It recognized your
foot. No, it won't.
You couldn't take some other body part?
That's what I thought. I thought you just took a picture of whatever you wanted to look at, and you could use another body part.
Right.
Apparently, it's just facial.
I like the foot recognition system.
Or penis recognition.
So
like
is Rex Ryan. Yeah. He likes the foot one.
Oh, yeah. It only recognized my wife's foot.
Mississippi's new memorial for a civil rights icon is bulletproof.
Isn't that crazy they have to do that?
It is.
Let's ride down and shoot that thing with a Confederate flag hanging off the back.
500-pound steel historical marker dedicated to Emmett Till was unveiled Saturday at the spot where the 14-year-old's body was pulled from the river.
He was.
The marker has a bulletproof glass front and replaces previous signs targeted by vandals.
Unbelievable. Not really.
Sad. That's
a lot of racist necks out there, and just racist regular people that aren't necks.
Right.
So
hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. Well, just check their Facebook page; you can figure it out.
Dennis Quaid apparently got engaged.
Yeah, good for Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid is what, 63?
65.
And his woman is?
26.
That's right. Perfect match.
He's not the crazy Quaid.
No, Randy. No.
Randy Quaid.
He's the new remake of Midway but coming up, by the way.
Randy?
Dennis.
Oh. Not Randy.
You know what?
Randy comes back as a pilot.
Those insurance company commercials that Dennis does, I think they're funny as hell.
Yeah, they are good. Great actor, very cool dude, but 26.
Yeah, he was 39 when she was born.
Well, I remember when him and Meg Ryan broke up, he found a girl younger than him then, and they had a couple kids, and they got divorced, and now he's got another one. She's 26.
Yeah.
He's going to be a dad at 70.
No, I don't think she's pregnant.
Or 66.
Yeah, she might want one, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
She's going to want one.
Well, when you look at it, you'd give her one.
Mellencamp still with Meg Ryan, or they break up?
They were on and off. I thought they might have been back again.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I know
good question.
They were a thing for a while.
Yeah. But when they always, when these guys hook up with the younger chicks, they always want babies.
Well, they don't, but the women do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Exactly. But the guy puts up with it because usually they have a couple bucks. It's still raising the kids tough no matter if you money or not.
And they agree to do all the...
They do all the stuff.
Working.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp got engaged in 2018.
Oh.
Okay. They broke up for a while, then they got back together.
A little less than a year ago. Yeah.
In fact, he was the Christy Brinkley during that breakup for a while.
That's right.
Dennis Quaid, 26. That means her parents are big Dennis Quaid fans as kids themselves.
They love those insurance commercials, too.
Right? No, they love them in movies.
Yeah.
If she's only, what, 26?
Yeah.
Her parents are 50, maybe. It could be older. It could be younger. Dennis Quaid's 65. They're big Dennis Quaid fans.
Yeah, but who doesn't love Dennis Quaid?
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, he's a lot older than you, but look at him. He's Dennis
a lot
Quaid.
Older than
He's older than us, but it's Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Another one of the movies I need to see is Bad Santa.
The original is
you
very,
really
very
do.
Good.
Yeah, you should.
You really do, yeah. It's a holiday must.
Billy Bob Thornton says he was actually drunk posing as Santa. Goes a little something like this.
I was drunk, as I say. And it's so obvious. I drank about 3 glasses of red wine for breakfast. Well, that was just an appetizer. Then I switched over to vodka and, and cranberry juice, and then I had a few Bud Lights. By the time I got to that scene there, I barely knew I was in a movie.
Which scene?
That scene there.
Which scene?
The one where he's drunk.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I love that he did that. So acting drunk, some I would think, be tough to do as an actor. Some of them can pull it off, obviously, but he's a pretty good actor. But why not be drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to narrow down because he was drunk in a lot of the scenes in that
movie. I thought
he
was too, Puss.
There's not one single iconic scene where he's drunk. That's most of the movie. Yeah. He's
this
supposed
one
to be
says,
drunk.
At a mall.
Yeah, that's when he goes, shut up, I'm taking my break. Remember that one?
Yeah.
He might have been drunk in that
scene. There's also the one where he's got the kids sitting on his lap and he's all just completely hammered.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you hear that you can't actually be drunk. Some people say, I couldn't be drunk and actually play a drunk. I still have to act.
Oh, no, I realize you can do both, but he probably wanted to get in.
He's method.
If you see drunk Santa, he's just drunk and slurring drunk. That's what
one.
He is in the movie. Yeah. Just Mad Santa's going to be. Drunk Santa would have been a better name.
Fine title as well.
Drunk Santa is also a fine title. I'm on my break.
So, method actor.
Yeah.
He's got to be drunk.
Yeah, I like that.
To act drunk.
Should ask him how drunk he was, how tuned up he was. I just happened to turn on Monsters Ball again yesterday. It was on one of the movie channels, and right around the time when he bangs Halle Berry again, so I had to sit through that.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, if he's method, does he actually have to bang Halle Berry to make that scene authentic?
They're pretty close to
that. Yeah, he probably had to actually have sex with Lauren Graham in Bad Santa in order to make her say the iconic words.
Yeah. Death me, Santa.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, over and over.
And out of Pasco County, Florida.
I mean, I would insist upon that if I were Billy Bob Thornton. He's got got that kind of juice. Right. Listen, Lauren, we're going to have sex. Actual sex.
Well, I would insist it for the Halle Berry scene is amazing.
Yeah, for this to feel authentic to me, we're going to have to actually.
I got
to
feel it. No cousin rubbers here. I got to feel it. That movie's 2000, by the way, that Monsters Ball.
Damn. What year was Bad Santa?
God. The original?
Oh.
10 years, maybe?
2003?
That's probably about right. Maybe longer,
Yeah.
And then they made the Batter Santa.
03.
Batter Santa, right.
It was 03.
3 glasses of red wine, vodka and cranberry, and a couple of Bud Lights. Yeah.
Well, then he started in on the Bud Lights.
Yeah, well, you gotta maintain. That's what I do.
At least.
Yeah. Once you pot other stuff, you go back to beer to maintain.
We didn't get an inventory
of totally
Bud Light.
I totally got that.
No, we didn't.
He just said he started
He's a pro, though. That's a pro. You're wasted, but you're a pro.
Yeah, three glasses of wine for breakfast. That's a good start.
Right, and then some throw some vodka cranberry in there, and then Bud Lights to maintain. Duh.
I guess that's how you do it.
Yep.
That's an interesting order.
Good enough.
But once again, Craig's done the story. Alcohol is alcohol. You can say all you want about it. You might get sicker, but the bottom line is it's still the drunker. It's just about the alcohol.
It's just about
right?
the alcohol.
Yeah. I use that a lot now. I can't do that. I'll get drunk. No, it's about the alcohol. It's not about the actual
right.
drink.
Right.
And that's
There's
a fact.
Still a personal preference, though.
Oh, I understand that.
For me.
I like everything you did there, though.
There's an order.
I like red wine. I like white wine. I like vodka cranberry. And I like Bud Light. So I could be a drunk Santa. Or I'd be wasted Santa. Billy Bob's a pro.
He is.
You know. Been around the block a few times. Well, so have we.
I guess I approve of
the rest. Who are we kidding?
There's that.
Who are we kidding?
Personally, I would approve of that sequence. It was wine, vodka, then beer?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. That'll work.
That works.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Damn, it's only Monday, too. Dry
Are
out
you ready?
This week. No, I'm going to dry out.
Okay.
I'm drying out this week. At least till Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
No, maybe Wednesday we go out to usually.
Right? Moderation.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.